his kids?
I'm recording you.
Oh.
Did I have the little kids?
Oh, no. Eva and Mariana had them.
We had a 15-year-old and a 12-year-old.
A 15 and a
12-year-old. The 12-year-old is, like, so cute. Her face is, like, so innocent. It's crazy.
They both took piano since they were four. They're really good.
They both took piano and took English lessons. Which is funny because they weren't that great at English. And, like, for studying piano for, like, 8 to, like, 11 years, it seems like... But, like, it was really good. And they, in their house, it was cool. Instead of having, like, a couch, they had, like, a platform. It was, like, a wooden platform, and it had tatami mats on it. And they all kind of, like, gathered there. But they were really different than the Tokyo people. Like, just, they seemed, like, more intellectually interested in us, but physically, they, like, did not hug. Like, the extent of their physical, like, expression was, like, a very hearty, like, handshake. But they seemed really, like, much more interested, like, in us and, like, what we do and, like, talking about, like, America. Yeah, which was cool. And, yeah, the pace was, like, very, very different.
It was very fast, though.
Well, no, I thought it was a lot slower, actually. I thought Tokyo was like, like sensory overload, and Osaka was more like traditional.
I beg to differ. I think the pace changed after we were in Tokyo. When we were in Tokyo, it went by a little slower, like the days were a little fuller. But I think because we didn't have any performances for the past 2 days, it went by kind of fast.
It's funny. They went to karaoke.
That's the point.
Too, is that we like stayed at their house a lot. Like before, we didn't really spend a lot of time at their house, and they were kind of like, I felt like they were kind of embarrassed about the size of their home. But
the family in Tokyo,
they talked a lot about like how small their house was. But the family here, I think they had a lot less money. But they were really cool.
What'd you guys eat?
We handmade sushi.
The first night, we sat in like this like uber traditional. They went to their parents' house and we like sat on the floor on tatami mats and they had like an ancestral shrine behind us and it was really their grandparents
made sushi for us.
They were really cool. They traveled like.
Are you guys in the same place?
Uh huh.
Yeah.
And so what were the kids like there?
The kids were really interesting. The 15-year-old was very like. She's a lot like a 15-year-old would be here if somebody came to visit. Like, she kind of had her own stuff going on. She spent a lot of time. She was interested, but she was, like, texting on her phone and stuff like that.
Plus, she had, like, basketball practice and English practice,
but she had a little busy. Actual school. They, like, their school never ends. It goes... No, it never ends.
They get a break.
No, they get, like, 3 weeks for, like, the whole year. And it goes, like, 4 days a week, and they have, like... hours of homework, like, all this crazy
stuff. Now, were these kids necessarily playing music, or they were...
No,
they're playing piano.
Well, but they weren't, like, they didn't really practice, like...
They weren't in jazz.
No.
They weren't in a jazz band, no.
Oh, the little girl, though, her name is Nami, which means seven
Nanami?
Oceans. Or Nanami, sorry, which means seven oceans. Oh, it was really cool last night. They, like, wrote out their names and everything. Everything that their names mean, and then like our
the family
wife
name
in our family was her name meant silk or kuchinko,
kinko
or kinko or something, and meant strong or silk, which is like a strong, beautiful fabric. And then what was their last name? It was like kuchinko or something.
Fuchinko.
It was like something like that. Like happy place.
Fukujo. Happy place. Their name meant happy place. And the one girl whose name is Shiho, her name meant sail. So like sail and then seven seas.
I feel like they
ocean names.
They were much more like their culture was much more like present and like it manifested itself like more clearly in their lives than in Tokyo, because in Tokyo I feel like the push is so Western that a lot of like the traditional culture kind of gets swept under the rug. And like you wouldn't notice it unless you like lived there for a while.
Thank you for the meal.
Yeah, that like before and after every meal they do that, and like yeah, like the pace was just really different, and the way like our Tokyo family would like hug us, and they were like, here's a hand, you know. No. Well, they took us shopping.
The people. Oh, the people here. Yeah, they took us shopping.
They took us shopping, but they like didn't really. That was very different because our Tokyo family took us out like both nights. These like really extravagant meals with like 10 courses and like.
They live a little more out in Tokyo.
Yeah, and
maybe
like.
Here they live a little more in.
I think that like in yeah, it's kind of like I had like a suburb feel to it, definitely.
We're definitely in a more rural.
No,
we were not in the city.
So they had an actual house? Or
yeah.
Yeah.
No, that was nice.
Like
it was small.
It
they
was
didn't have a yard, but they had like a front.
A little plot of grass.
Yeah. It was a nice house. It had, yeah, actually. The houses are weird. It's like not, it's hard to figure out how much money everyone has. Because where they spend their money is so different. Like, like, a lot of the young people spend a lot of money on, like, designer clothes. Like, our Tokyo house, the boy, only wore Burberry.
Yeah, like, straight-up button-down shirts, like, not a single t-shirt.
But then in, like, Osaka, the house is, like, nice, like, very nice wood, and very, like, well, like, very modern, and nice-looking. But it's not big, and, like, the curtains and, like, the kind of looks a little, like, not cluttered, but a little, like, I don't know, it's hard to describe. It's, like, a very nice house, but then, like the people in it, like, kind of don't have quite as much money as you'd expect, like, the people in that kind of a house in America would live. Oh God! Every morning she prepared like a really traditional Japanese breakfast where she had like fish. She had sushi in like a long rectangular thing, and then she had miso soup.
Are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, are you talking about the plate? Oh yeah, she had this like big plate laid out for us.
And then she had like miso soup, and then she had. Like
so
some
funny,
sort of fruit.
Like
fruit. Oh, one apple thing. Fruit here seems much more scarce. Much more scarce.
Yeah,
fruit and vegetables. Because, like, for dessert last night, they gave us four canned peaches. And, like, everyone got, like, a very, and you could tell, like, it was a very, like, big deal. Like, I don't think I could do that. I really don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I haven't been able to, like, go inside a shop and find a fresh apple that's not like in America
like
where you can just go to a cafe and grab a banana.
Pricey.
It's really
5,200 yen for a cantaloupe.
They got us a pineapple for this.
That was a gift
like,
though.
Really nice.
That was a gift from her sister.
But what was it? No, I felt like